Hello once again. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com, continuing our Bible reading. We're now in John chapter 8. The reason we're doing these studies is to set our minds on things that are above. And Scripture also commands us to give attendance to the reading of Scriptures, as we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. So let's begin in chapter 8 of John, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote in the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. We can be thankful that the Lord God, when he first came, did not come to judge, but he came to save. So he was not out to judge this woman. The Bible does teach in the Old Testament law that an adulteress was to be stoned. This is true, but it was not meant that human beings would take judgment upon themselves. It was meant to be a reflection of the final judgment in which God will judge all spiritual adulterers who are unsaved, who have rebelled against the commands of Christ and his law, who do not have Christ as their Savior. These are spiritual adulterers, and they will, in the end, be stoned. But they will be stoned by the judge himself, God, as he comes in judgment. So it was not for Jesus, I think, to take that judgment at this time and judge this woman for her act. And it could even be that she was forgiven of her sins, because he said, Go and sin no more. So could it be that this woman is one of God's elect, and that her sins had been forgiven? It doesn't clearly state, but certainly that is a possibility. Oh, we can be thankful for the mercy, the wonderful mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ. How merciful he is. All of us deserve to be stoned. We're all spiritual adulterers apart from him. And yet he has chosen to save some of us. Not by the will of man, but those who are born of God, as we read in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. He's chosen to save some. We can be thankful for that. Continuing on in verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Now, they said that because they knew in the law, the Pharisees, that by two witnesses something is confirmed, and they knew that the law taught that. So they're saying, you bear witness of yourself. You're the only witness. It can't be true. In verse 14, Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know where I came and whither I go, but you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. So now Jesus is giving them a clear answer that not only is he the only witness, but the Father also bears his witness is true. So now we have two according to the law. The law says there must be at least two witnesses. Now there are two, Jesus himself and the Father. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come? And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who are you? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words. As he spake these words, that is, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just like the Lord said, one way we can always be encouraged that we are one of God's children, one of his elect, is if we continue in his word. We know that Jesus said, those who love me will keep my commandments. And if you say that you know me and keep not my commandments, you are a liar. So one big test to see if we are one of God's children is that we have an ongoing continuing in his word. That is, obeying it, seeking to learn it, studying it. We have that ongoing continuous desire. Then we know we are his disciples indeed. And as Christ said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Isn't that the case? Those of us who have been walking with Christ now for many years, we know that as we stay in his word, we know more and more that this is the truth. We have a stronger burning desire that this is absolutely the truth, just as the Lord said here. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How say you thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Clearly, Jesus is inferring here that their father is not the God of Abraham. Their father is the devil. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So obviously they were not the children of Abraham. Otherwise they would be doing the works of Abraham, the Lord taught. But now you seek to kill me, and a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. So here they are, fully and completely deceived and thinking that they're walking with the true God. They think they have the God of Abraham. They think they have the God of the Old Testament scriptures. And yet they're wanting to kill Jesus, the very person in whom the Old Testament scriptures foretold and predicted. Isn't it amazing how people can be deceived and really thinking they're worshiping the true God and even claim to go by the scriptures, and yet they're not. They can be miles and miles away from God, such as were these teachers of the Jews. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. How true that statement is. He that is of God heareth God's words, but them that heareth not are not with God. So why do some people hear the word of God? They love the word of God. They understand the word of God. And other people, it just goes one in one ear and out the other ear, and they don't comprehend anything. It's just like another book to them. It's because they're not of God. That's why they cannot hear. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Now they're thinking that Jesus has a devil because he's telling them the truth. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast the devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. But you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Wow. Remember when God appeared to Moses in the Old Testament in the burning bush? And he called himself the I Am? I Am? And now Jesus is here saying that before Abraham was even born, which came many long, before Abraham was even born, Jesus is saying, I Am. This is a clear verse supporting the deity of Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty. He is the I Am of the Old Testament scriptures. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, that they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam, and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay, and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Boy, doesn't the Word of God bring division? Doesn't Jesus bring division? There's always controversy surrounding Jesus, surrounding the Word of God. There are always those minority who are walking with God, that are God's elect, that were chosen from before the foundations of the world, and who hear His Word and love His Word. And then there are the rest of mankind that cannot hear His Word, that are divided, that see things differently, that do not have the mind of Christ. They think in their own mind, and they base truth on their own mind, for they cannot hear the Word of God. They said unto the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself." These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, "He is of age. Ask him." Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then said they to him again, "What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" Boy, how hard-hearted these people are. I mean, everyone's testifying. The young man himself testified that Jesus opened his eyes. His parents said to speak to him, and over they just don't want to accept the fact that Jesus did this miracle and he could be the Messiah. They just could not accept that fact. They're just outward against Jesus from the start. He answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?" Well, that's almost like a mockery there. "Will you also be his disciples?" Boy, that would have pissed them off. Then they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he hears. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, "Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Oh, you can see the pride behind these people that are against Jesus. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talks with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." that is, this was a person that did not see. His eyes were blind. And he's a picture of all those in the world who are unsaved. He's a picture of one of God's elect that have not yet been saved in this world. They've been chosen, but the application of salvation has not yet come upon them. And then, when it comes upon them, they can see, that is, spiritually, they can now see spiritual things. But those who claim that they see already, which was the Jewish leaders and these Jewish people who were against Jesus, they were saying that they could see. But in reality, they were made blind because they wouldn't receive Jesus. And some of the Pharisees, it reminds us so much so that Jesus, the scriptures, or Jesus said that he came to save sinners and not the righteous. Those who think they're okay, everything's fine, everything's the way I want it to, and they think they're moral, they think that they're upright, and they deserve this, and they deserve that, and you know, they worked for it, they earned it, and all that kind of prideful attitude that the world carries. These are the kind of people that Christ did not come to save. He came to save those who recognize they are sinners, who realize that everything comes from God. Their job, their strength to work, their motivation, every detail, so they can take pride in nothing. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will he not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And Jesus is saying by that, there are others who are not of this fold that are not of the Jews. There are others in other nations in other places that God is saving as well. He's saving a remnant from every nation, and not just from the Jews. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, There are not the words; these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, that is the anointed one, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there.